Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We are talking WWE Elimination Chamber, who should win, who will win, and we're also going to play some odds makers this week on Worked Over Wrestling.
On your favorite show, Worked Over Wrestling.
Wow! What is up, everybody? This is Greg DeMarco at Chairshot Greg on the Twitter. I'm not even slowing down today. We have a jam-packed show, so we're just going to go super fast. If you're listening live, we thank you because that means you subscribe to our Patreon. As the new live feed is now only on Patreon, the show will still be broadcast on the website. It's just the recording now of both this show and the Miranda Show is specifically for one of the tiers on our Patreon. The show has always been free. We will make sure the show remains free. That's one of the big promises of the Patreon. However, I got to keep things going. We got a packed show this week. So I just gotta keep going once I find what I'm looking for, because you know it's hard for them sometimes.
FABULOUS.
At Wrestling Realist on the Twitter, it's WRESTLNG Realist. It's Patrick O'Dowd.
Did you end that with a Kennedy?
Sure did. I have the soundbite. I might as well use it.
That's all that was. Is it was just an arbitrary use of the Kennedy soundbite.
I wanted to cut it off, but I just cut it off with that one instead of another one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. That's what we all do around here. We find different ways to cut off soundbites. I literally rode past all the shut up ones, though, and then found that one just because that's the way things work. We also have, she's not on Twitter, Miranda Morales.
Hello, everyone. And by everyone, I mean those Patreon subscribers who are listening live.
But everyone else can listen, too. I mean, don't change the listeners.
Well, just hello to everyone listening, then.
That's right.
Whoever you are, wherever you are.
Especially hello to me.
Mandy.
Okay, that's all I needed. I'm happy now. So...
Hey, you're in a hurry today, huh?
I gotta cut that one down, though.
Mandy.
Oh, there we go. I can do that pretty well. Just myself.
Was that just well-timed?
That was just luck, really. That's all
no,
that was.
No delay.
150%. We've got so much to do, and I teased you guys, told you we were going to have a family meeting. We are going to have a family meeting before the show begins. So, should I? Okay. Patrick knows I like to tease, and Miranda knows that too. Do I tease the family meeting? Do I make it short and sweet? What do you want me to do? You pick.
You're the one talking about the jam-packed agenda.
Yeah,
it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make it short and sweet then. Patrick, are you on the Twitter right now?
I am on the Twitter.
Go to your Twitter profile for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it.
Because you're still at 400, which is very exciting.
Yep.
We didn't have to, like, you know, reset. So now it's hashtag Patrick401. We got to get him there. Got to get the 401. Right. Do me a favor and read to me your Twitter bio.
Oh, no. It's a little dated.
No, read it. Just read it.
Co-host of the Greg DeMarco Show podcast airing Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern on thechairshot.com. Hashtag use your head.
So, okay, a couple things. The show release date
is
will
no
obviously now
long.
Be moved to Wednesday. The time needs to be 10 p.m. But the reason we're having the family meeting is because someone talked to Greg the other day. And the show title you have listed is now accurate once again.
Wait, what?
What?
Changing the name back again.
What happened?
So here's the conversation that I had. It wasn't like someone else who already had the name of the show. It wasn't
right.
Anything like that. It was weird how events happen. You know, Miranda talked about last week, you know, sometimes things just happen. And then, you know, one thing happens after another and stuff. So over the past series of days over the weekend, people were talking about different shows or whatever. And they would occasionally talk about ours. And you know what they called it?
They called it
DeMarco Show.
Yeah,
over and over
show.
Again. Three different independent references to the DeMarco Show. So then, I've told you guys about a Facebook group that I'm in that involves people from the business and some other things like that. Someone in there asked me, what happened to your show?
Okay.
Where did your show go? Why did you stop doing a show?
Mm.
And I was like, no, we changed the name. And he reminded me of something we brought up on this show. Remember when Rob Van Dam was in TNA?
Yep.
And he went back to WWE and people thought he just went away for 15 years and just didn't wrestle at all for 15 years.
Right.
He was just like, he's like, how long have you been doing the show? I was like, you know, we started in 2011. And just this whole long conversation about branding and built up, you know, equity and all this other stuff. And I was just like, damn it. And then I remembered something that I told him this too. I was like, you know, the last time we changed the show name back, I told Patrick, next time I try to change the name, talk me out of it. Not that saying this is Patrick's fault. It's not. But
yeah.
I should have listened to myself.
Is,
no, it's not Patrick's fault at all. He's not that reliable. Come on now. I'm
wow.
kidding.
Damn.
But wow. So we can still use that. But
wow.
So I went
wow.
forth and yeah, I just it's and I'll probably do it again in the future, but it just apparently is not going to ever happen the way that the way that I want it to.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. So I got to catch on to something that you said here.
Wow!
I'll totally own the 11 p.m. Eastern time thing, even though in like 30 days it's going to be back to 11 p.m.
Yeah, you're right about that. You might as well not change it.
Yeah, but because and that's why I don't bother is because like, come on. First of all, I only have 400
time
followers, so nobody's looking at my profile.
Hey, you're going to be at 401 soon enough.
Well, it was touch and go there. I was in the middle of the week. I was back down to 398.
Were you really
worried? Yeah, I dipped down and then got back up to 400 like a couple days ago. So I was like, oh. You said Wednesdays. Are we moving to Wednesdays?
No, remember, so we have Patreon now, right? So
right.
The live feed can only be heard by certain patrons. So the actual show itself will be made public on Wednesday.
All right, so then I will change that.
Yeah. It'll still be Wednesdays. I don't know the time yet. So
why don't
we're kinda...
I get rid of the time? And just be like airing Wednesdays on. Do you want me to put the Patreon link up there? Then is that what you want? Like I'm
no. Still
put
the website. Still keep the regular website.
All right, airing Wednesdays on thechairshot.com.
Now, Miranda, you don't have to worry about updating your Twitter profile. It's okay.
But your Facebook
obviously.
Profile, you know,
and
you
yeah.
Put in it.
Well, you also don't have to worry about me actually having one because Kenny Omega is not going to WWE, so you know that's
oh,
one thing.
Well,
We're
just going to find a new bet. Like,
find a new bet. Of course it won't,
Fine.
But I'm just saying
Greg,
that, you know.
Hear that? She thought this was over.
Did you think this was over?
No, it's not over, but I only can rub things in your face that you're wrong about so frequently.
There's a lot of things
so.
Trying to let you rub in your face.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
where's the man who sent his bike?
We're all married people here. Come on now.
There you go. Anyways, digress. So this is officially being rechanged to the original show name of the Greg DeMarco Show.
You guys know how to party.
Yes, and because we're doing that, so I'm gonna put together a new show opening. So in between when we tape this show and when we tape the hashtag Miranda Show, I gotta remember to put the hashtag on the name. I'm gonna have to record a couple pieces of sound from you guys that I can put into the new show opening because it's gonna be funny. It'll literally take us 30 seconds each to do it. It's nothing major, but it'll be like Patrick. What's that?
Can I make one request?
Yeah.
Like one. Can you make the music a little less country? I feel like I'm on a Saturday morning like country football, like a football pregame show.
Shut up.
No, I'm just saying.
Second.
Too much. Yeah, Miranda's with
totally
me.
You know what? Because you both want to do it, I won't. No, I will. I will do it. I'll do it.
Oh,
just be.
Thanks for getting
you
back
guys
on.
Have yeah. done such a good job advocating for the change in the theme song music that I will do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I serve as the advocate for the reigning, defending, undisputed, universal champion, Brock Lesnar!
Make sure you sing along. Brock, 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 Brock. Come on, Patrick.
Mandy.
So I just figured I would do the theme song of the week right there, just because we were theme songing it up. It was Patrick nailed it though, like right before he did it. That was really good.
I miss the old DDP music because they have that stupid knockoff version on the network.
Yeah.
And Nirvana got all mad about that one.
I don't know why.
Like,
you know,
totally different.
It's kind of like when Vanilla Ice ripped off Queen. Like, it sounds
yes.
different. Like, it
That's
sounds
exactly
a little...
Have you ever seen the footage of him advocating for why it's not
yeah.
ripped off? It's
oh,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That little snick. It's not mm-hmm. the same. Like, I can quote the interview.
It's so funny.
I hate that guy.
It's hilarious.
I love Queen so much. You know this. That's my band.
That's amazing.
I mean,
all right,
conversation,
so.
Everybody. Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's fine. Because here's why it's fine. Because I am actually scrolling right now because we're about to play Odds Makers. But we ain't doing it alone.
I am perfection.
Steve Cook.
Watch out for Keith.
His name is not Keith. His name is Steve. And so Steve was in position to help co-host Pot is War if need be. However, need wasn't be. And so I said, Steve, come on, jump on here with us and have some fun today.
Good Lord. I got some college basketball going on tonight. And I hear Dolph Ziggler's theme. Oh, fantastic. What? I mean, that's still best theme, right? Am I right on that?
Oh, yeah. That's the coolest theme song I've ever made.
Perfection.
And I made that like 7 years ago, and I can never top it.
So when, Greg, just for clarification, Steve Cook gets to watch basketball while he does podcasts, but I can't.
That's correct.
You can watch
whatever
you want, Bill O'Dowd, but you get a little distracted, apparently.
Really? This is coming from how many times are you drunk on the air? What?
Oh, jeez.
Pretty much
we're going
time, on the air, but that's neither here nor there.
Let's
that's a whole other issue.
Hold
Let
on.
Them fight.
Let me watch some Louisville basketball and get
I
all
hear
pissed.
Miranda wants us to fight, so I'm okay with
Why
that.
Why are we doing
I mean,
this?
Yeah.
Because you brought Steve Cook.
You guys know how to party.
That's right. Scarlett knows that.
Shut your dumb mouth.
I am. I am. Well, you know, it's okay. So here's what we're doing today. We are going to make our picks for Elimination Chamber, but it's not like the kind of picks that needs to occupy the whole show. So we're going to be skipping ahead a little bit, and we're going to play some odds makers. Now, we've done odds makers with Miranda, right, Patrick? Like.
Yeah, I think one of the first episodes we did some odds makers with her, Miranda.
Do you remember that, Miranda? Right. Like, we did some odds and stuff. Where we were like, we had to say the percentage chance that something would happen.
Oh, you know what? No, I think we just did regular predictions for TLC.
Oh, so we're still going to do the regular predictions. The odds makers are something totally different.
Yeah, so I have not participated in odds makers before.
Okay, well, you are now.
There we go. First timer.
Cook has, back in the day. Done
oh,
some
God.
Odds makers, I believe.
So I know all about it. Been through it too many times to remember. Not just because I'm drunk every time I appear on the show. Not just because of that.
Explain for anybody who might need to know, maybe Steve, probably Miranda. What is odds makers?
So odds makers, it's a pretty simple game. I'm assuming, Greg, you're going to be the one reading some scenarios to us about the percent chance that X, Y, or Z is going to happen. And then each member of the round table is going to give a percentage of the percent chance they think that whatever you have described will happen. And then Greg, once he gets all the percentages, will average them. And that will become the average percent that the show will run with in terms of the prediction. And then you always get held feet to the fire if you go 0% or 100%. We're supposed to hold those in reserve, but none of us do. I think every time
one of us
totally goes 0% or 100%.
Right.
And we make a big deal out of it.
We do it 0% all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and then we make a big deal out of it. And then nobody catches hell over it when they're wrong on, you know, money.
Except you. When
you
said that there was a 0% chance that Chris Sabin was going to win the TNA World Championship.
That was true. I did say there was.
And then Chris Sabin won the TNA World Championship.
Hey, you know, at least I made it.
And then he got beat by Bully Ray, who should mention Bully Ray beat Chris Sabin and also took his girlfriend and is a bad situation. Can we mention that? Am I talking out of turn here?
Yeah.
I'm talking out of turn here, probably. Probably
all you do is
that.
Talk out of turn, man. Like,
yeah, that's my gimmick. That's what I do.
I can see it.
Shit that people
you're worse
say.
Than Paul Heyman.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, Corey Graves. Corey Graves, you're an asshole. Hey.
Right.
Wow. Come on now.
Oh, my goodness.
Craig,
yeah,
wow.
Graves
Steve?
Likes to shoot buzzer people.
Steve. I swear.
Get some heat here.
Get the horn.
Hold on. So why are not they are not getting the buzzer? Only I get the buzzer?
Well, that was your gimmick.
Explain why they should get the buzzer, Miranda.
What do you mean? They're just like bickering about things not. My gimmick.
Walked right into
that's
it.
That's my gimmick.
You did.
Corey Graves and that.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah, I said that to you, Corey Graves. Yeah.
Hey, Miranda, really?
Can we start odds makers now?
I don't know. Is Steve done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm just trying to get some heat from people on social media. You know, trying to do my thing.
Yeah.
I'll give you lessons on it later. I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Like, really good at it, apparently.
You are. You show up in your mouth on some things. I'm telling you.
Every day lately, I'm finding a new blocker. Oh, my goodness. They're all just making up. Steve doesn't know this. Steve, unless he heard it on the air.
No.
I'm no longer blocked by Taylor Hendricks.
Oh, there you go. Bravo.
Yeah. You'll find out why that's really surprising here in a little while. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to play some odds makers. As you know, Oh, they all know it. It's okay. So Patrick O'Dowd explained what Oddsmakers is. So I will give the scenario. I've got six. Maybe I'll come up with one or two more as we go along through here. We shall see. So I'll make it easy, and then we'll get a little more complicated. So as everybody knows, Monday night's edition of Raw, Becky Lynch apologized. She got cleared by her own doctors, not WWE doctors. That was good enough for Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. However, at the end of the show, Vince McMahon, the only McMahon that really matters in the long run, decided to suspend Becky for 60 days, but of course, and 5 days after WrestleMania, and replaced her in the supposed main event match against Ronda Rousey with, of course, Charlotte Flair. I'll save my I told you so's for my turn. So Patrick O'Dowd, you get to go first here because you always complain when you get to go first. What is the percentage chance that Becky Lynch gets added back to that match at WrestleMania?
I mean, I say 99%. Like, I think that's the story they're telling. I think the IWC is letting themselves get worked, really worked. And as we've talked about on the show, we're going towards a triple threat match. Embrace it.
So I am 100% chance. I'm even assuming the injury risk by going 100% chance with this one, which is probably not a good idea because you just never know what's going to happen. But I just can't help myself. Yes, the internet is being really, really stupid, as Patrick was saying, which now's a good time to bring this up. So I just recorded a special bonus edition of Chair Shot Radio, which will be up on the Patreon feed on Tuesday night. So whenever you're listening, it is available for you. And if you sign up at Patreon, even the lowest tier of Patreon gets the bonus edition of Chair Shot Radio. So we have decided that wrestling fans can the group that calls themselves Smarks is no longer allowed to refer themselves to refer as no longer allowed to refer to themselves as Smarks. And here's why. Miranda, Smark is a combination of which two words?
The word smart and mark.
So what is it? What about what the Smarks are doing right now is the least bit smart, Patrick?
They seem to God, where to start? There's too many places.
Exactly.
They seem to believe that somehow the WWE has gotten this backwards and is forcing Charlotte Flair into what? Protect Ronda Rousey? I saw that one. That was a good one.
Oh, God.
They think Becky Lynch is not going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. Like, I've seen too many people write about that. They really think they know where this is going based on 2 weeks, 60 days in front of WrestleMania. Like, I don't know. What are they doing?
And the story is going to keep being told, too. So that's right. The crazy thing about it. So what we have decided and is that the Smarks do exist. You know who's a Smark, Patrick?
Who's a Smark?
You are. I am.
Oh,
Miranda is. Because we are smart people who still allow themselves to watch the product as marks and to mark out and enjoy the product and have fun watching wrestling. That is what a Smark really truly is by definition. So we are taking it back. We're reclaiming the phrase. Smark is now us again, and you guys can't use it anymore. So we are now using it. We are Smarks. You are snails, internet wrestling community. Why are you snails? Because snails are slow, and you're slow to get it. You just don't understand. So, yep, you guys are snails. So just keep thinking what you're thinking. Totally fine. So, yeah, Smarks. Long live the Smarks. We are the real Smarks here at thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Miranda, percentage chance that Becky Lynch gets added back to the mat with Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania?
I'm going 100%. I completely believe that she will be added in. There's quote-unquote money in the chase, so they're going to be using the next few weeks to build her up. I was kind of interested in seeing how Ronda's role has now kind of evolved from a few weeks ago. Even a week ago, we were talking about how she should turn heel, but now she's almost this neutral face where she is not necessarily being impacted directly by what Becky's doing or even by Charlotte, what Charlotte's doing. So that's an interesting side effect to it. But Becky's getting back in. She's going to main event WrestleMania. And I hope she wins that Raw Women's Championship.
Steve Cook.
Hey. What is the record for percentage on the show? Can I get
100%?
Is that the can I get 100%?
It's only a scale of 0 to 100.
Nah. I want to go as high as I can. I want to say 200%. Okay, 100%.
Yeah.
Because
this is not
Becky
the Tokyo Dome and you're not
match.
Dave Meltzer.
She will be in the match. Come on now.
Of course she will.
Unless she gets murdered between now and WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
And even then, she might be in the match.
Are they going to weaken at Bernie's it? Like someone just kind of carrying her to the room?
Unless she gets assassinated between now and WrestleMania, she'll be in the WrestleMania main event.
Then it'll be the Becky Lynn Memorial WrestleMania main event, and it'll still count, so it's fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Her ghost will be there.
Yeah.
That still counts.
Unless Becky
the under,
gets
under
assassinated
Becky will be in the match.
Between now and WrestleMania, she'll be in the main event. That's all I'm saying. And they'd be questioning this, and they all, oh, God, they put Charlie in the match. Oh, God, no. No, I mean, she'll be in the Becky's going over. Come on now.
Okay. All right. No. Got it. So Becky Lynch, 100% chance Becky Lynch is in the match. Got it. 100% wonderful.
Chance she's in the match. 100% chance she wins the match.
Steve,
come on.
Steve.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
right
not
now.
The question. Steve, you're jumping ahead, okay. Steve.
This is why you can't have people on the show, dude.
Steve.
I'm jumping ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm jumping ahead.
Also, my soundbite. You can't just give my soundbites to people.
Oh, first it's like, why don't I use the buzz on other people? Now it's like, why am I using the sound bites on other people?
Well, no, that's just mine. You know.
Okay, I'll let me. We got some good sound bites here.
Number two.
That's pretty good.
Percentage chance Becky Lynch wins at WrestleMania. Steve Cook, why don't you go first?
100%. 100%
chance.
I said earlier, I'll say it now. 100%. She's going over. It's going to be May event. Becky, the man. Becky
Steve,
Lynch
don't say
hand.
It's going to be the main event again.
I'm saying it.
Let
I'm
me do
right
the
now.
Show.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just calling. I'm calling.
Miranda, I'm just going to go backwards now. Miranda, percent chance that Becky wins at WrestleMania.
I called the fly right now.
It's 100%.
We're playing
this
wrong.
Yes. 100.
100?
Cien. For all my Spanish speakers out there, Cien.
Yeah.
Patrick, what do you think?
Hello, doubt.
Well, 99%. Chance that she wins. I'll give a slim 1% chance that she doesn't. We get a beautiful we're getting a repeat of the Daniel Bryan story. And I wouldn't even be surprised if she has to overcome some obstacle to end up in the match at WrestleMania.
Really?
I hope they don't do two matches during WrestleMania, but she's good. Greg, I got a question. Percent chance that Steve Cook is brought back on the show to do odds makers.
2%
chance.
2% chance.
Good lord, dude.
2% milk.
Hush, Cook.
2% milk. What the hell is going on?
Go watch Louisville play basketball or something. Like, go. Hold on a second. I think that she's gonna. She should be walking out with the belt. It's the story they're telling. I hope it's the one that they see to its conclusion.
Brock Lesnar beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 34. You just never know what they're going to do. 75% chance I'm going with that Becky Lynch wins at WrestleMania. And that's high! Like, this is how we play oddsmakers, people. Like, we all forgot. So let me present you guys with a scenario that's not this, however. Okay, this could be one of those scenarios that if this comes true, this is a bold prediction. If this comes true, then we'll let Miranda agree or not. This is one of those that if it comes true, Miranda should have to set up a Twitter. Okay? This is one of those. So here's what I think is going to happen at WrestleMania, because I think WWE and Vince McMahon are hell-bent on Charlotte Flair and building the legacy of Charlotte Flair. I really, really do. I just think that they are whatever the hell Steve just did. Yeah. They just really love Charlotte and they really want to build Charlotte. It's all about Charlotte. So here's what I think is going to happen. I think Patrick's right about Becky having to work her way back into the match somehow. Now, we were at the Royal Rumble, and of course, you know, Becky wasn't in the Royal Rumble, came out, took Lana's spot. Thank you again to Nia Jax. Becky Lynch owes her entire career to you at this point.
And,
so,
and just for you. Finley let it all go on.
Yeah, well, Finley has the power to just make matches now. It's okay.
Very much.
We haven't even addressed that yet.
Well, I would let that guy make matches. That's all I can say about that.
All right, I'm going to talk now, Steve. But,
don't
love this.
Fire of a show.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, so here's what's going to happen. I think all three of them will come out for the match just like normal. Becky is going to get hurt. Becky is going, they're going to do the whole thing like they did with Daniel Bryan last year, like they've done with, like they did with Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania before, like they did with Shinsuke at Money in the Bank. They're going to take Becky to the back. They're going to somehow get Becky out of the match. While Becky is gone, Charlotte is going to beat Ronda Rousey because they want Charlotte Flair to be the one to beat Ronda Rousey and hand Ronda Rousey her first loss. So when Charlotte's celebrating with the Raw Women's Championship, guess who's making her way back out to the ring?
Lana.
Just guess. That's a great idea, though. Becky Lynch makes her way back out to the ring, tells Charlotte, this isn't done yet. They fight. Becky beats Charlotte, goes off the air, and then our storyline is controversy over the Raw Women's Championship. Who is the Raw Women's Champion? And that's our story coming out of WrestleMania. So Charlotte gets to beat Ronda, but Becky gets to win at the end of WrestleMania. That's your bold prediction, Miranda. If it comes true, do we start a Twitter?
Yes.
You heard it. You heard
it
here.
It's been reported.
I gotta. Does anybody have Fit Finley's contact information? I gotta make this happen.
Yeah.
It's in writing. It's not in writing. It's verbally, but it's okay. Verbal agreements binding.
It was reported.
In
I said it was reported.
Yes, verbal agreements are binding in Arizona. I don't know if they are, but.
About to tweet it.
It should be
like hashtag Miranda says. I think that counts.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
Like
if well, anyway. Percentage chance, because there are still matches like Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. Percentage chance, Patrick, that the women do go on last
WrestleMania?
At WrestleMania.
It's got a lot of momentum, and they're calling it a main event on WrestleMania or on WWE programming right now. So it's not outside the realm of possibility. But... it's more of an I'll believe it when I see it sort of thing. So I'm not going to go over 50% because they've never proven that they're going to do it. So I'm going to make them prove it. I'm going to go about 42%. I think it's a 42%.
Okay.
I think it's less than 50% chance, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened just by the way they're talking about it.
Miranda, what do you think?
I'm going to follow Patrick's lead. I'm not necessarily going to go down as far as he did as far as his percentage ranks. But I think especially the past 2 weeks with having the women's program be very predominant on both shows, I feel confident that this is what they're going to be rolling with as far as the main event. So I'm going to go 95%.
Wow. Whoa. Definitely high up there. Steve, what do you think? We know what you think. You already said it's main event.
I'm on the line. I'm going with this main event. 99.9%. You know what? 99.9. There's a 0.1% chance of something else going. I mean, maybe it's Brock versus Seth Rollins, or maybe it won't be Daniel Bryan. Come on now. It's going to be either Brock Lesnar or this match is what it's going to be, right? there's two choices right there. And
I agree. I am somewhere in between.
There's two choices right now. That's the two
yes,
choices.
They are.
And I think between
yes,
these two matches, I think Brock kind of sets the table a little bit earlier in the show. And I think that this may event with Charlotte
would you shut
and Ronda
the hell up?
And Becky. And Chris Jericho comes out somehow. And he becomes part of the match somehow. I don't know how that happens. They want to bury AEW, so Becky pins Chris Jericho is how that goes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm down with it. I am in between Patrick and Miranda. I am going 82%. I really think it's going to happen this year. This is their best chance to do it. It really is the one story being told on both shows. It just makes the most sense to me. So now let's have a little bit of crazy fun because, you know, the first three weren't crazy fun. I've kind of put this out there before. I wrote an article about it, and, you know, so we'll see. And I didn't say – I said it's what should happen. I didn't say it's what's going to happen. So now we'll put percentages to it. We don't know who the hell is going to challenge Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. They haven't set anything up for it yet. And I wrote an article advocating – I won't play the soundbite – for John Cena to challenge Daniel Bryan and go for number 17. Patrick O'Dowd, what are the percent chances that John Cena challenges? Is that the win? Just the percent chances that John Cena challenges Daniel Bryan for number 17 at WrestleMania.
I mean, the field's wide open, like you said, so I can kind of buy it. I think it's a great match. Have John Cena get number 17. I'm gonna go over 50%.
Really?
But I'm gonna go just over 50%, just because I don't really know what a good option is right now. Like, honestly, like when I look at like what's out there, I don't know what they do or where they go with it. I don't, you know, I know it's not going to be AJ Styles again. And that's really about as far as I can get. Like when I look at the rest of the lineup, like I don't want to see Orton. I don't want to see, I don't see a lot of folks out there that I want to do. So John Cena makes as much sense as anybody. So I'm going to go like 57%, because I'm going to give you weird numbers now for the rest of the day since you fished and moan about nice easement numbers. So 57%.
Okay. Weird numbers is the point of this game, so I'm good with that.
I know. That's
for you. I would love if they did that idea. I'm not as confident in it as you. I could see any number of people being the challenger, even if we don't like it. It could be Orton. It could be AJ. It could be Joe. It could be Jeff Hardy. It could be Rey Mysterio. There's so many options they have for Daniel Bryan's challenger at WrestleMania. Who the hell knows? I love the John Cena idea. I'm going 21%, and I think I'm high only because of my own bias off my own idea. I don't even think it should be that high. Miranda, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, I was going to go in that range as well, so I'll probably go Price is Right rules, right? I don't know if we can't go over. I'm going to go down 20%. I just don't think right now it's something that's on his schedule, and I don't know if this counts as cheating. I'll consider it research. I'm on IMDb trying to figure out like what his filming schedule is, because if he's filming, it's research. Yeah. It looks like right now he's in production of a new film, which was also part of the reason he missed the Rumble, supposedly. So not to say that it would last that long, but his focus is somewhere else. So, nah.
Randy, he had an ankle injury. That's why he wasn't at the Rumble. Don't break my heart.
Sure.
Well, I mean, you know.
It's bad enough Kenny Omega wasn't number 31, Miranda.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You gotta tell me John Cena was really filming a movie?
From the man who reclaimed the word smark just a few minutes earlier.
Damn.
So true. Steve.
And you know what? If Lars Sullivan had been able to show up for a show to injure John Cena, how much would he be over right now? Oh, Lars Sullivan could be wrestling Daniel Bryan WrestleMania. Come on now.
Lars Sullivan is afraid of success. It's okay.
Apparently so. You know, I'm going to put it at 25%.
You guys are going high on these. Wow.
Yeah, 25%, because I think it's going to be Daniel Bryan and Rey Mysterio. I think it's Rey Mysterio, the kind of little guy dream match, if you will, Daddy, Mother, on the Super Station TBS reveal, Daddy, TBS, if you will.
All right, speaking of the Super Station,
okay.
Ollie Wrestling.
That was the worst Dusty Rhodes I've ever heard in my entire life.
They be clever, Tony.
You should never go to the pay window ever.
You're welcome.
Okay, next question. Speaking of TBS, it's rumored that Ollie Wrestling could end up on a Turner Network, but that's another topic for another time. However, the big rumors are, of course, that everybody and their brother is going to sign with Ollie Wrestling in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
So, what is the percentage chance that Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, either of the Usos or Batista appear for All Elite Wrestling in 2019? Steve Cook, we'll let you go first.
We're going. How many guys you got to go We got
Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, either of the Usos or both, or Batista appear for All Elite Wrestling in 2019.
Oh, God. I think the highest percentage chance is with Batista, because he's just one of those guys that he'd go off the radar. He's one of those guys be like, screw it, I'm going to go with these guys. But I'm going to go 33%. It's already
33% chance
with those guys. I think Uso stay. I think the rest of those guys stay. Batista's the one guy who's just like, I can kind of go with these guys. I can do some stuff, make some money, and still do my movie thing. So that's the one guy that I think can make the jump.
Okay. So, Patrick, where will you go next?
I mean, here's the thing. You got a lot of names there that you just listed off.
Six of them.
Which in the land of odds makers.
On the board there.
What's that?
Was he there?
I couldn't hear what you said. You were interrupting Patrick. What?
I was doing the Oz Kevin Nash gimmick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
That's too far down the rabbit hole, man. I mean, with six names, like, I think it's anything's possible. Am I necessary? I think as much as it pains me to admit it, I think the most likely person, as Cook said, is maybe Batista. I could also see if the Dean Ambrose thing is real and not a work, like a lot of us think. I could also see Ambrose, but I'm not willing to stake over 50% on that. I'm gonna go like 38%.
Okay.
Just shy of 40.
Miranda, what do you think?
I'm gonna go a little bit lower. I'm gonna say 27%. I think this is also a situation where just the internet is hyping a lot of things up and maybe not necessarily exaggerating, but spreading a lot of stories that, you know, may or may not be true and adding, fanning the flames per se. So I'm going to be a little bit skeptical and hold back my predictions or my, you know, views on these people all coming into AEW. Kind of, as Patrick said, I will believe it when I see it. So,
and that's my thing too. Like, we all say, you know, we love to joke, oh my God, everybody's going All Elite Wrestling, blah, 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 because it's all the internet never says. But here's the flip side of that. Someone's going to go. Like they do have money. Yeah. Contracts do come up. Someone's going to think the grass is greener on the other side. Someone's going to want to change the scenery, and someone's going to go. And so I'm going to go 51% chance that one of these names does appear for All Elite Wrestling in 2019.
John Moxley
now,
going to be the main eventer. Yeah. I see.
Now, if they said – if it was two names – my percentage would go down greatly. Like, I can't, you know, go with a whole lot more of them. But I'll go higher. I'll go 51% that one of those names does appear for All Elite Wrestling in 2019. Maybe not the same name, because, like, the Usos can't be the Usos, and Dean Ambrose can't be Dean Ambrose. But
John Moxley. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's a bad thing if they don't go for AEW. Like, if AEW gets none of those guys, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Not at all. I think it's fine. So on Monday night's Raw, the Revival did finally win the Raw Tag Team Championships, continuing Patrick O'Dowd's vicious cycle of tag team wrestling, which of course means in the next 2 weeks, Roode and Gable are going to lose a rematch and Bobby Roode's going to turn on Chad Gable. That's pretty much a given at this point.
That's
what happens. That's exactly what's going to happen. Then they're going to have a fast lane and be in the Battle Royal at WrestleMania.
Well, exactly.
So, percentage chance, and we'll let Steve go first.
Pretty sure Fastlane, right? Yeah. Pretty sure Fastlane.
Percentage chance that the Revival defends the Raw Tag Team Championships on the WrestleMania, I'm doing air quotes, main card, because you know how I feel about that. So, Steve, we'll let you go first.
Dude, I just jumped all over it, didn't I? With my prediction on being on the pre-show of Fastlane. No, not gonna. I mean, 5% chance. Going 5% on that.
They defend on the main show of WrestleMania.
As their pre-show matches are as awesome as their arena show matches are. That dude don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. Yeah.
Miranda.
Ooh. You know what? I am unfortunately not optimistic about this either. just with how many matches they're going to throw in there and how low on the totem pole the Raw tag team titles will be compared to SmackDown. Whether at that point Shane and The Miz have lost them or if they're fighting each other with them, so it means it's not defended, I feel like the SmackDown tag team titles will probably get more further up the card than Raw. So as far as being on the main show, I'm going to go... let's do 22%.
All right, 22%. Yeah, I don't have a ton of faith either. I'm letting Patrick go last because this is his subject, but I'll go 13%. 13% chance that the Revival gets to defend. No, 18%. You know, what's the difference? Because they could end up throwing like a multi-team ladder match or something out there. Who knows?
5 or 18.
Okay, so I'm going to go 18% chance that the Revival defends on the WrestleMania quote unquote main card. Patrick?
Damn it, I'm disappointed in you and Miranda because I wanted to have the highest percentage and it just be so abysmally low that even my high percentage was low. And then Miranda hauled off and went like 20%.
Wait a minute. No. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Miranda said 2.2 and I said 1.8. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. We forgot about the decimal period.
Your 22% and your
18%
are way too high.
No, I'm looking at it right here on my computer. It's 18
and 22 and your 18%. But Kurt Angle's not even going to try to wrestle, so I got 6.2% chance.
Now that Cook is talking again, this is an hour show. I don't have any faith in the WWE and its tag team wrestling program. I think the higher chance actually is the SmackDown Tag Team Championship just because Shane and The Miz have it.
Shane.
But Shane and Shane is the operative word there. But the Revival, the rivals are defending those tag belts on the WWE WrestleMania kickoff show.
It's
not a pre-show. It's a kickoff.
That's right. Kickoff.
And yeah. But I do think of the two, Shane and The Miz could be wrestling a super team of Nakamura and Rusev, because that's the other thing we have to do is we put in the super team to win it so that it's a continued vehicle for using them to feud. It's just going to be this beautiful conversion. Yeah, it's what they do. Anyway, we'll talk about it off the air when we have time. So I think that's the one that if you're going to get one defended, it's going to be that one. And so because of that, I actually will go over 10%, but I'm only going 14%. 14%. And it's by the power of Shane McMahon alone if they still have the belts.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, it was only the Revival that was in this question.
Oh, my
Forever
bad.
The
well,
Revival.
Then I flipped it. My faith in tag team wrestling got so much. The Revival are definitely not. If it's the Revival, then what did Cook predict? Five. We'll go 3.
Thought you were trying to be the highest. All right.
I thought it was any time.
Well, he still
belt.
Is. We have 1.8 for you and 2.2 for me.
Great.
So,
but Steve's at 5.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
you know what? I was wrong. You're right. Patrick is the highest because Steve meant 0.5. My bad. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah,
there
Steve meant 0.5. Last, but certainly not least, percentage chance that Dean Ambrose wrestles Nia Jax at WrestleMania 35. Patrick.
I'm going to go with a 64% chance. I think it's going to happen.
So here's my thing. It was announced for Arkansas at a random house show, and then WWE said, no, we're not doing that. And
I'm sorry. I just landed laughing.
True, though.
What?
It really was announced for Arkansas, yeah.
Really
Jonesboro. Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Jonesboro, Arkansas.
And if you've ever listened to, hang on a second. There we go. We're going to mute Steve so we can actually have a show. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It was announced for Arkansas. Now I'm laughing at it. I don't even know why. And then they said, no, it's not. at Arkansas, and it was a mistake, should never have been announced, whatever. If you ever listen to something to Russ Bruce Pritchard, you know there are times where WWE will put things out just to get a response, just to gauge a response, just to kind of put the idea out there. That's exactly what I think that was. I think it's happening. I think they're going for as much mainstream, you know, attention as they can with this show. The only thing that could get in the way is any, you know, issues with like Mattel. But obviously they got their feet wet with Nia and the Royal Rumble. And so I do think there's a possibility. I'm not going to be quite as high as Patrick. I am. In fact, I'm going to be more than 65% chance. Patrick O'Dowd.
Oh,
there you go.
You won 65%
chance. Miranda.
I'm again pretty not optimistic about this. The opposite of optimistic. And some of it maybe I am buying into some of the rumors as far as some of the complaints from a particular sponsor who vocalized issues about intergender wrestling. I know I listened to that on Wrestling Observer this past weekend, as far as just, again, it's down the line as far as people hearing it from other people. I think that if it was truly something that they weren't going to do, they would have alluded a little bit more to it, even though we had this whole, you know, picture and spoiler, I guess, from Arkansas. I don't think they're going to go in that direction anymore. So I'm going to go with 12%.
You really don't think this is going to happen? Okay. 12%.
No, I really don't.
Steve Cook, what do you think?
I think you know what I thought already when you introduced this topic. It's like, oh my God. And I was very glad that an unnamed sponsor chimed in on this nonsense with Dean Ambrose and Nia Jax. To me, I know a lot of people like intergender wrestling. I mean, there's a time and place for it. I'm not going to knock all you people who like that sort of thing. But this is not the time and place for it. I know you. I mean, maybe they want Dean to put Nia over on his way out of company. I don't. God damn. I mean, Miranda, what did you say? 12%? Is that what you said? 12%?
Yes.
I'm going to get 11%. 11%. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. No.
All right. So,
no.
Let me go through the averages real quick, and then we'll be done. Percentage chance Becky is added back to the WrestleMania main event, 99.75% chance. Percentage chance Becky wins in the WrestleMania main event, 93.5% chance. Percentage chance the women go on last at WrestleMania, 79.73%. percent chance. Percentage chance that John Cena challenges Daniel Bryan for number 17 at WrestleMania, 30.75% chance. I'm really surprised at that one, but that's okay. Percentage chance that Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, either or both of the Usos, or Batista appear for All Elite Wrestling in 2019, 37.25% chance. Percentage chance the Revival defend their Raw Tag Team Championships on the WrestleMania quote-unquote main card, 1.88% chance, because, you know, Steve said 0.5, Miranda said 2.2, I said 1.8, and Patrick said 3. Percentage chance Dean Ambrose versus Nia Jax happens at WrestleMania 35, an even 38% chance. Steve Cook, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me everywhere on thechairshot.com. Got a couple columns out there per week. 411mania.com. Got all kinds of stuff going on there. Prettylines.com. Good times, great memories. Check me out.
There you go. Check out his article just today. Went up there on how much fun Women of Wrestling has been on AXS.
Wow.
I definitely do give that exactly. Check that out. Steve, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, he's gone.
You guys know how to party.
I was originally going to let him do the picks with us, but that went to hell.
Wow.
No fucking way. It's probably going to happen at this point.
No fucking way.
Nope. Done. Absolutely done. Couldn't do it.
Oh,
could not do it.
Yeah,
all right. We're going to do some picks now. we don't have to go in depth too much. Wait. Oh, I was actually going to let him play the game with us, and I didn't. Too bad for him.
Oh, no. That's okay. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
We're really mad right now.
Yeah, we're really. Oh, no.
Maybe I can call back in and do the game with us.
No, no. No.
He was going to be the contestant, too. So, this week on Worked Over Match Game, well, I guess it's Craig DeMarco Show Match Game. I don't know what the fuck I'm even doing right now. Thanks to Steve Cook. We have our good friend Taylor. And Taylor, as you know, Becky Lynch got removed and Charlotte Flair got added to the main event of WrestleMania. Taylor did not get added to the main event of WrestleMania. Instead, Taylor got added to blank. Miranda, you're the contestant this week, by the way.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor did not get added to the main event of WrestleMania like Charlotte Flair. Instead, Taylor got added to blank. Can everybody get their answers down and in?
Mine's done.
Yours is done, okay. Mine is also done. Yours is done, too?
Yeah.
All right. So, Miranda, Taylor was not added to the WrestleMania main event like Charlotte Flair was this past Monday on Raw. Taylor was added to blank.
I put she was added to a bull rope match with Nia Jax.
Okay. Added to a bull rope match with Nia Jax. Patrick O'Dowd.
She was added to a podcast where she has to try and out-talk Steve Cook.
Steve would like that, actually. Steve would very much like that. I don't know if you guys know this, but she no longer blocks me on Twitter. I had that she was added to People's special edition of The Most Beautiful People in America.
This is the One Girl Revolution, Taylor Hendricks, and you are listening to The Greg DeMarco Show.
It's time to get off.
Should I stop being nice now? I've been nice for like 2 weeks. It's probably
you
enough,
have.
Isn't it?
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
You made promises last week.
Yeah.
I guess it's I'm good now.
Back pretty much like a brown nosing situation. It's getting
there's
crazy.
A small part of me that wants to get her back on the show. It really is.
Really? Do you
wow,
yes.
That's,
yes.
You
know, yes, I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I want it. Come on now.
You just want to give her more rope again? Is that what it is? Like
yeah,
is
more rope
goal?
For her match with Nia Jax. Yeah. Definitely.
Hello.
Exactly.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
All right, we're doing some Elimination Chamber predictions. Who should win? Who will win? Last time we did the 3 minute warning was Extreme Rules last year, where there were only like one match that wasn't a regular match. It was really exciting and fun. Wasn't that also the one with the ill-fated Iron Man match?
Might have been.
Yeah, that was.
I remember.
That might have been, yeah.
That might have been the ill-fated Iron Man match. It went something like this. I really thought Miranda had cleared her throat so she could do the buzzer noise at the end of that.
Oh, no. It just hit me as far as that. But that's only for Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I don't do it. Yeah.
You are respectful. Okay.
Yes. Respectful.
I can be down with that. So, who will win? Who should win? Patrick, will let you go first. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin.
God, who will win and who should win? Braun Strowman should and will win this match because Baron Corbin sucks.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Miranda, what do you think about this match?
I agree. Who will and should win Braun Strowman because Baron Corbin, that guy sucks.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
I agree with you. Braun should win. Braun will win. Braun the novelty act wins over Baron Corbin Sucks. All right. Next question. We've got Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush both defending the Intercontinental Championship against Finn Balor in a handicap match. I'll let you go first this time, Miranda.
Who should win, of course, is Finn Balor. Because yes. But who probably
because
will
why?
Win, because yes, like, hello, yes. I don't understand the confusion.
They have not been showing it on Raw ever since we started talking about it. I just want to point that out.
No!
He changed it.
Yes, just like Dolph Ziggler's hair.
Reason. It was my reason for living.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we unpack that for a second?
No, we don't want to unpack that. Right
now. Well, yeah.
You saw what I did there.
You brought it up unpacking. Yeah. But who will win as far as keeping the feud up and probably dragging it on maybe till WrestleMania? Who will win? Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush.
Patrick?
I think Finn Balor should win. After a showing against Brock Lesnar, I think you should win. You know what? I'm going to take a risk here, Greg. I'm going to do it again. I think I'm now in a – I'm going to pick Finn Balor at every pay-per-view mode until he wins. So I'm picking Finn Balor until he wins.
That's back when I did my bold predictions at 411, and I picked Finn Balor to debut on every pay-per-view for like a year and a half.
That's it may be a year and a half before he wins, but I'm picking him to get thrown.
I'll be honest. So this is going to be – I think Bobby Lashley should win because he hasn't had the belt all that long. I think he can actually be a good Intercontinental Champion. I think Finn Balor will win. I think handicap match, unless they're building this to WrestleMania, which I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. So Bobby should, Finn will. For the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, I don't know if you know this, Patrick, on Tuesday nights after SmackDown, 205 Live was on WWE Network with the little guys. Really exciting.
You know
where Mustafa Ali came from. I know you do.
Do you know that I only know that because during the show I have Twitter up and I get Twitter reports from this show 205 Live.
That's true.
It's like, oh my God, look at this video of this kid who did a flippy thing.
This kid who did a flippy thing. And that's the problem with 205 Live right there.
Yeah. Just renaming the show. Like that literally will get more viewers than 205 Live. Just renaming
the show.
That's
actually true.
Kid who does flippy stuff.
Kids who do
and people
flippy
will
things.
Flock to it. Speak about
Brandon. Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Think about Brandon.
Akira Tozawa versus Buddy Murphy. Patrick, who should win? Who will win?
Honestly, Buddy Murphy's had the title forever, so Akira Tozawa probably should win. And by forever, I really don't know how long he's had the title. but Buddy Murphy will win.
Miranda.
I kind of agree with Patrick as far as now. I think Buddy Murphy has held on to the title for so long. How long that is, you know.
He won it at Super Showdown in Australia.
Okay. So as far as I agree, should win. Maybe they should start moving the title around, but who will win? Buddy Murphy.
Should win, Buddy Murphy will win, Murphy, for me. The Miz and Shane McMahon will defend their SmackDown Tag Team Championships against the Usos, who, of course, have a brand new shirt out in All Elite Wrestling colors. And, of course, will be wrestling at Double or Nothing on May 26th in Las Vegas, because, of course, they are. That's what the internet said is going to happen. So, you know what? Just because of all of that, the Usos should win and the Usos will win. Miranda, what do you think?
I'm going to keep it should and will win the Miz and Shane. They're the story right now with the tag team championships, and so whatever they're doing with it, I don't know. But, you know, it's good for business, I guess. Who knows? Just keep it going. I don't
Patrick?
Honestly don't care about that.
I mean, the real question is, are we ready for the Miz and Shane to be fighting each other yet? And I don't think that
we sure
answer
are.
Is – yeah, I think we're getting there.
Yep.
Which is why I think the Usos should win. And I don't think the WWE wants to put any tag matches on WrestleMania, so I think they will win.
I honestly think that I can really see The Miz versus Shane happening at Mania and them still champions.
I
think it would be like the third time they've done that at a WrestleMania, so it wouldn't
be. I'm actually kind of intentionally submarining my picks right now. Like, I'm so feeling our average fan. I'm sorry. I'm doing it for the
ship.
At this point, with Denise's schedule, I don't even think we can do Battle of Sexes anymore. I think it's just all three of us fighting against each other, scratching and crawling our way back to the WrestleMania main event.
I'm taking for higher draft picks.
That's right. We don't do a draft. It's okay, though. All right. Maybe we'll do a draft at some point.
That hurts my heart right there.
Did everyone pick that one? Yes, everyone picked that one. All right.
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber match for the inaugural WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. We have Nia Jax and Tamina against the Riot Squad of Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan, against the Iconics of Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, against Naomi and...
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
Against Sasha Banks and Bayley, against Sonya Deville and
Mandy.
So I'll just say it right now. I mean, you know, it's either Patrick going first or me going first. Should win is Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. I mean, no, there's really no other option in this match for somebody who should win. However, they're going to be in a four-way with Naomi and Asuka at WrestleMania. So will win Nia Jax and Tamina.
Ugh, which just makes me so mad.
That's just so Sasha and Bayley can win at WrestleMania. Patrick, what do you think?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing: is oddly enough, funny as I fight for tag team wrestling, I feel like the tag team that actually has a name, like the Iconics, should win, because they're like an actual, like, they are a tag team.
Yeah.
So is the Riot Squad, kind of.
Yes, and the Riot Squad. Would
it's
be
a
the
faction, different.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, that. Miranda. Sorry about
Miranda
that.
Stepping
yeah.
in place.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I think you're right. I do think that it's going to be Tamina and Nia Jax for the win. But I want to say, of course, Carmella and Naomi should win. I mean, Carmella.
You're welcome.
She'll carry that team.
She will carry that team, yes.
She'll carry that team.
Miranda.
I gotta just go with my Marky Mark self. I'm a huge Four Horsewomen Mark. I'm a huge Bayley Mark. I'm a pretty big Sasha Mark. Who should win? Sasha and Bayley. They're building the story of kind of Bayley having to do this on her own, which I'm excited for Bayley to do something interesting. And even though a WrestleMania win would be great for them, I think, again, history. People remember the first, so they should be the first women's tag team champions. They essentially ruined all the storylines they were in anyways, so I also need them to win so that all of their wasted storylines don't go in vain. So Sasha and Bayley.
No, I'm just kidding. That probably will happen.
So, really think, right?
No, I'm just, because they're probably going to fight either the Bellas or Trish Stratus and Lita at WrestleMania, or they'll just be in the Memorial Battle Royal. So we will... see.
Because, I mean, equality, they're not going to care about men or women's tag team wrestling, apparently.
Exactly.
So.
If you want fair and equality. Equal treatment, you'll get fair and equal treatment, and the women's tag titles won't be defended at WrestleMania. So, ha!
Yeah.
Right.
You guys know how to party.
Did you lose any Twitter followers during this show, Patrick?
I don't know. It'd be Cook's fault.
It might be Cook's fault if we lost all of our listeners.
Nope, I'm still 400.
Still going strong. Hashtag Patrick 400. Even though I did a tweet for hashtag Patrick 401. Hasn't worked. That's okay.
Miranda, that could be you.
she'd probably
pass you in a week.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying she could be 401 though. Like, that could be the time.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I don't care how many followers Miranda gets. I just want the follower. Like, the real follower. Like, that's not a bot. Like, I'm not going to go down to 396 next week if Miranda is a part of the following. You really should do this for my good, for my sake, Miranda. This is no longer about you. This is about the show. This is about your co-hosts. This is about your teammates. Where are you?
That's pretty good.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
That was more of an argument, but.
Maybe Becky Lynch will be escorted out of the ring during the WrestleMania main event, and Charlotte will beat Ronda Rousey, and then Becky will come back out and beat Charlotte Flair, and then Miranda has to join Twitter. Now, it doesn't mean she has to follow you, but she's a very nice person.
That is like 2 months away, and by then I'll have 350 followers.
Or 450 followers.
I'm going to go with I'm the Charlie Brown of Twitter.
I think 405. You just said 405, right, Miranda?
I said 405.
I think it's a good goal. I think it's a good goal for us to set. The next benchmark for you, Patrick, can be 405 by 2 months. Yeah, that's because we go crazy here on the show.
You guys know how to party.
All right. So, you know, we're actually, despite everything else, wait, we didn't do the last title match. Shit. We still got another match to do, don't we?
We have a few more matches there.
There's at least two.
We only have one more.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have two. I almost overlooked that one, too. Okay. Ronda Rousey defends the Raw Women's Championship against Ruby Riott. Ronda should win. Ronda will win. Patrick?
Same, though. I do got to give Ruby credit for working really hard in what is a clear situation.
I agree with you. Miranda?
Agreed. Ronda will win. On to the next one.
On to the WrestleMania. That's right. Do you think Ronda will defend her belt at Fastlane?
Probably.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think she will either.
I think we need a pointless Asuka title defense at this point.
Yeah, well, plus, that's probably where we're going to get, like, Becky versus Nia, and Ronda and Charlotte will probably get involved at some point in that match, too, because now that Ronda wants Becky to be part of the match, and she's advocating for it, I'm not going to play a soundbite, but, yeah.
Yep.
It's all happening. It's all happening so fast. Not really. Last, but most certainly not least, even though I almost forgot about it completely, so it happens when Steve Cook comes on the show, Daniel Bryan will defend the WWE Championship in an Elimination Chamber match against AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and Kofi Kingston. Miranda.
I'm still liking what Daniel Bryan is doing. I'm glad to see all of the names here in the Elimination Chamber to have them have some kind of feasible chance. And in some ways, even with Mustafa Ali, I wouldn't necessarily knock down when he was still included in this match, knocked down his chances completely, but they're still riding on this Daniel Bryan train to WrestleMania. So should and will Daniel Bryan.
Patrick?
I mean, they made the guy his own belt, which is usually pretty special.
They may have lost the Rock that he lost so quickly and the belt never got on TV. So
true. I will say this. I actually, out of these guys, I think Samoa Joe should win. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to win. I do think that, like Miranda said, I think that Daniel Bryan's going to survive somehow. I think they're still telling a story with him. My mind was blown a little bit that there was an article that was on the Chair Shot about, has this gone stale? If it has, it hasn't for me yet. And I don't think it has for WWE just yet, but, I really wish I want it to be Joe. I really feel like it should be Joe. But I think it's going to be Daniel Bryan.
That article, by the way, was a perfect example of people not reading to the end. The article said, no, he hasn't gotten stale, it could always be a danger of him getting stale.
But the question, with the title of the article being what it was, the fact that question is even there is grates on the nerves a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's a great character. I think it's
right,
long ways away from going stale.
Right.
And right. You know, adding Eric Rowan just made it even better. So, or as I call him in my reports, Rowan the Recycler. Adding Rowan the Recycler has made it that much better, especially because he uses the Iron Claw choke slam, which is just one step closer to somebody bringing back the Iron Claw and making me very happy.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did you hear his little, you know, promo from last week as well? I think he had some quote. He quoted some famous figure as far as part of his promo. And, I mean,
and it was...
Whoa, say that again?
Yeah,
it really stuck with Miranda, as he quoted some famous figure.
Oh, yeah, something from somewhere. Only just because, like, he actually talked for the first time. And I'm not sure if that's a thing he's going to do from now on, but, you know, he had to do it sometime.
I just wanted to do that. He did talk back when he was doing that, like, really smart guy gimmick and playing chess and stuff. But who remembers that?
But nobody remembers. Yeah, nobody remembers. Yeah.
Nor should
did
they.
That happen?
It was bad. Exactly. It did. It did. So
we digress.
I really like Patrick's idea of Samoa Joe. I wish I could sit here and say that Kofi Kingston should win, because I would just love to see it. But this is Daniel Bryan's. And it really should be Daniel Bryan's. I think Daniel Bryan should win. I think Daniel Bryan will win. There we go. So we have everybody's picks, Miranda. Are we good?
Yes, sir.
All right. This way we can find out who wins next week and where we are. Now we can end the show and move on with our lives after the traumatic Steve Cook experience that we all had.
Okay.
Patrick, do you think we can baby steps? Can we get to 401 by next week?
You know, anything's possible. I feel that there's some real momentum going here. I feel like we got to ride that wave of the two more followers that I gained this week.
Yeah, and Miranda, you're not on Twitter, so it doesn't matter. You don't have to be on the Twitter. At ChairShotGreg on the Twitter for me as well, at TheChairShot.com for the website. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your T-shirt. Go to Patreon.com/TheChairShot. Join it up. A lot of great stuff going on, including the hashtag Miranda Show, which we're going to be recording here in a couple of minutes. Lots of fun. See you next time. Don't leave. Don't leave, Patrick. We got to record something. You write all the music.
Wow.
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 Wow. Watch out for Keith.